Essay 72, The National Archiving of ECE Theory. The archiving of ECE means that it has been preserved for the younger generations in the national libraries of the world. I consider this to be the most important aspect of publication because material is so often lost to the world. Recently, I've been doing some work in genealogy and history, which shows that documents are lost very quickly. Within a generation, memory fades and very little is left of heritage unless the archives are there. I managed to discover the only extant document on my ancestor Elizabeth Portree of Enniskedwin Hall, so I realised that the present as well as the past can be severely distorted, as in Stalinist times. In 2006, the world of archiving made a quantum leap forward when University of California, San Diego signed an agreement in Washington, D.C. with the U.S. National Archives and the U.S. National Science Foundation to preserve the best digital collections of the United States. Since 2002, websites of AIAS and UPTEC have been archived on the Wayback Machine in San Francisco. That is privately run. And since 2010, they have been archived at the National Library of Wales. These are the best websites archived at San Diego and similar material of the United States. In about 2000, the Library of Congress made an initiative to archive the entire internet, and this was taken up by national libraries in various countries, including British Library, National Library of Wales, and National Library of Scotland, and so on. The Wayback Machine is archive.org, and the National Library of Wales is webarchive.org.uk. The Wayback Machine has the intention of archiving the entire internet, petabytes of data. The history of AIAS and its website can be looked up on the Wayback Machine, and in 2010 the site began to be archived at the National Library of Wales in Aberystwyth, which has kindly taken all my books. National Library of Wales was founded by many people, notably Lloyd George, in association with the British Library in London. The site is found in the Science and Technology section of the British Archives, webarchive.org.uk, and has been archived every quarter there since March 2010. The archiving on the Wayback Machine is in real time and continuous, so anyone can look up the history of the site. National Library of Wales produces thumbnails that record the history every quarter. This means, of course, that ECE theory and AIAS have been recognised as leading scientific contributors in Great Britain and also in my other country, the United States. This is because I'm a citizen of both countries. The first major recognition in Britain was the award of a syphilis pension in 2005, later being raised to the gentry in 2008 and inclusion in Burke's peerage and gentry in 2012. The main development of ECE has occurred since the award of the Civilus pension. I was naturalized a US citizen in 2000 at Cornell University, and the US National Archives has been archiving ECE theory in San Francisco since 2002. I am the first US citizen to be awarded a British Civilus pension. I am a British citizen by birthright and reside in Britain, but proud of my US citizenship. It's because I come from the tradition that founded the United States, the leveler tradition, or dissenter tradition. So it is a pleasure to have one's work and that of AIAS recognized by both the British and American National Archives and probably also by the European Archives. The work has been recognized de facto throughout the world for more than a decade. In my opinion, it is significant that AIAS has been recognized by several national archives, by national honours and by inclusion in Google Scholar. About half the AIS fellows are in the world's best reference vehicle, Marquis Who's Who, founded in Chicago in 1899. I appear myself in 32 editions of various kinds. And I'm delighted that various fellows and members of AIS are also recognised. The very small, isolated, inward-looking, censorious and intolerant world of the self-appointed establishment of standard physics has been a constant source of trouble to ECE theory, but they have been rejected by almost everyone else, including nearly all their fellow physicists. They are often as ignorant as swans about physics itself and are the Luddites of our times. In the worst cases, they would like to smash the new energy devices now proliferating. They would describe them as the perpetual weaving of Silas Marner. Only a lunatic or the most embittered bigot would describe an industrial plant as free energy or perpetuum mobile, perpetual motion. Archiving of my Omnia Opera has been taking place for some years on AIS.us, and the archive has been completed, with hyperlinks to all the original papers back to 1973. These archives are in turn archived on the Wayback Machine and from the National Library of Wales at the British Library. I'm most grateful to all concerned for building up the Omnia Opera, notably Dave Burley, Horst Eckert, and Bill Hines of the Hugh Owen Library in Aberystwyth, and students at Hugh Owen. So anyone who wishes to know the real Myron Evans can look at these papers, and they have been studied by hundreds of thousands since 1973. These are my early to mid-career papers. They're constantly being studied now all the time. So are ageless or timeless creations like the best poetry. Only the most embittered fools would want to do otherwise than study, or to attack the man rather than appreciate some of the best science of the late 20th and early 21st century as recognized by other people. This is not vanity, this is the opinion of others. In science, more than any other subject, one becomes one's objective work. If it's good work, it will last a very long time. If not, it will be forgotten. The scientometrics already show that the work will last indefinitely. as long as humankind doesn't manage to blow itself to pieces. I'm particularly glad of this Omnia Opera because the whole collection was almost lost due to the appallingly poor administrators with whom I had to contend my early and middle era of production. There is no doubt that those terribly embittered people would have wanted to destroy AIAS.us, but now it is regarded as one of the most valuable digital collections, both of Britain and the United States, my two countries. The National Library of Wales is to be thanked in particular.